The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Day going to be a better day. Hello, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, followed by my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, the cha-cha-cha. I gave one of these to Miles.
Oh, your grandson.
Yes, my grandson Miles, a year and a half, he found this fascinating. He just walked around the house.
They love to shake things.
What is this? What is this called? Marimba?
No.
Maraca.
Thank you very much. All right. Let's get to what's going on here. The story of Ted McGee. Speaking of youngsters, Ted McGee is only a little older than my grandson, Miles. He was crushed by a six-drawer unit from IKEA. It fell over on him. His mother found him after putting him down for a nap. IKEA has already issued warnings after the death of two other children in the same sort of type, the same kind of furniture. And one wonders what it is about this. How is it being used? I mean, I'm trying to figure this out.
I have an IKEA dresser, a six-drawer or five-drawer high dresser in my daughter's room.
What's different about the IKEA from anything else? I got a six-drawer dresser in my
bedroom. If you open up all of the drawers, and here's where it happens with kids, they will open up all of the drawers, and it becomes front-heavy and tips it over. You do that with any dresser that is taller than it is wide, and you will have the same effect. And in the instructions to put it together, in the IKEA instructions, it tells you to strap it to the wall. So I have, like 50-pound fishing line and anchor screws into the wall and then into the, and they even give you the hardware to put the screws into the dresser. So anybody who has kids and has not anchored their dresser to the wall, I don't see how IKEA is at fault. It gave me instructions. Yeah. Do this. Safety hazard. Danger. Could kill your kid.
Well, it could kill, not just anybody small.
We had a...
But these things are, I don't see...
We had a three-drawer nightstand.
Hello, duh.
We had a three-drawer nightstand fall over the other day because my wife opened up all three drawers and it fell forward. And this thing's only 2.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's just physics. It's the way it works.
Okay. Word to the wise is sufficient, so they say.
But it's definitely tether your dressers in your kids' rooms to the wall.
Yeah. Why are people so clueless these days? Clueless.
I know.
Clueless.
And then they want to blame somebody else. That's the problem.
Right, that's
somebody
else.
Make that.
Wow. I want to sue. I want to sue them.
They're watching TV and they see all the lawyers on TV. Has your kid been crushed by an IKEA dresser?
Yeah, right.
Call it.
Call Dewey Scrum and Hal.
At 1-8-1. What's their phone number? 281 Apple. That's
right.
What their phone number is. Brigham Young University students protesting this week, claiming a sexual assault victim was mistreated by the school after she called the police to report the fact that she'd been raped. Undergraduate student Maddie Barney filed a police report last year after she was raped by a 39-year-old man. Students delivered the petition to school officials on her behalf. Officials at the school investigated her for honor code violations.
Wow.
What is the matter with these people? How do you live and breathe? I don't begin to understand, and I say this to the people that I care about. I don't get into Mormonism. What am I missing here? What is there about this? This is like a cult. Why are you so attracted to this? I mean, these people, you go through the history of Christianity, these guys are certainly Johnny-come-latelys to it, and what do they bring to the table?
Well, here's the twist, I think. she met this guy on a dating site, an online dating site.
Yeah.
And she then reported the crime to the school's Title IX office. I don't know why. So I think they're investigating her for
Title IX women's athletics.
For dating. Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I think they're investigating her for going onto the dating site, not for reporting the rape.
Because she's a Mormon, she's not supposed to go to the dating site?
They have a dating
app for Mormons?
That she had violated?
It's not going. It's not probably the app. It's probably the code that they had, whatever rules it was,
right.
You know.
Violated the school's strict code of behavior, which bans premarital sex and drinking, among other things.
What is that going
to happen? I'm not sure whether they're...
When she was raped, she didn't have consensual sex with a guy. What does it matter with you? I say it again. Meanwhile, BYU announces that it's reevaluating how it handles reports of sexual assault. I'd say that was a good idea under the circumstances. But what? Just nonsense. Hello, it's 2016. Wake up. Smell the roses. Here's something else that comes out of that same sort of league. This is a black women's book club that won an $11 million discrimination lawsuit against a train company. They were kicked off of a Napa wine tour because they were having too much fun. How they were verbally abused, so they filed this $11 million lawsuit claiming they were discriminated against. And
this is the problem with the world today, is that when your feelings get hurt, you can sue, and you get awarded $11
million.
That's not money that the Napa Valley, trust me, from someone who's done this, this is not money that the Napa Valley wine train can afford to cough up. This is money that could put this company out of business. And the story made news, Dougie, like probably about a year ago, I'm guessing maybe more now, time flies so fast. But these ladies were on the Napa Valley wine train, which is, by the way, usually pretty quiet because, you know, you're being classy-like when you're wine tasting.
Right.
And they were having some fun. Obviously, they'd had some wine, consumed some alcoholic beverages.
Right.
And they were making a lot of noise. And according to the Napa Valley people, they said, you know, they gave them a warning and said, please, you know, can you mind the other customers and keep it, you know, keep the noise down? And they continued on. So then finally the Napa Valley wine people said, look, you need to just get off. You didn't heed our warning, so now you have to get off. And, of course, then the race card gets pulled. Well, they didn't want us on the train because we were black. And now, $11 million later, I guess the Napa Valley wine train has to let everybody on, regardless of the type of behavior they're showing. I mean, it's pretty
crazy.
Were
they drunk and out of control or just having a good time and loud?
You know, I don't know because I wasn't there. And obviously,
but you know the difference between being drunk and out of control and just being loud. So
I've been all of the above.
I know you have. That's right.
I know that when I went into there's a wine region in California. Sadly, it's not very good. Called Temecula, and Temecula is sort of in between Los Angeles and San Diego, the Palm Springs area, and they have some beautiful wineries out there. The wine just hasn't quite caught up to how beautiful the tasting rooms are. And I happened to be there for a work event, so I really wasn't drinking. So I was still, you know, it's funny how when you're not drinking and other people are, how they annoy you more.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a group of people there who were just so out of control because they drink everything. They don't spit or dump anything. And the guy who happened to be tending the tasting room said, you know, he said, this is what it's like at the end of every day here. He said, it's just unbelievably difficult. It tries our patience, but these people come through and they're just out of control. And he said, we can't say anything. Our management doesn't let us say anything.
Right.
You know, that's a tough business to be in, the wine business, for many reasons. And that's
being a bartender, man. It's a rude awakening as to how you act in front of people when they aren't drinking along with you. And it's hard for those people.
All right, let's fix everybody's problem. Every single problem that you have, I am going to fix right now. Right here, right now, with a new MyPillow. Had a bad day? Isn't there a song, Had a Bad Day? What's the name of that? Had a Bad Day? There's a song that has that lyric line in it. Come on. It's a popular song.
If you had a bad day.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the, right. Can we use that for a theme or one of our themes here, too?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I want to get you off of the bad day syndrome into the good day syndrome. I have a swell time every morning getting up.
If you had a bad day.
There you go.
Candy powder.
All right. So we're going to have a good day with a MyPillow to fit the specific kind of resting that you prefer. Remember I told you the other day, you need to sleep on your left-hand side. Meredith gave me this whole long spiel. She showed me why it is that you're supposed to sleep on the left-hand side, good for your heart. All of the energy in your body goes down into that cavity where it's supposed to be. So, okay, you want to sleep on your left side, that's healthier, great. Sleep on your back, sleep, whatever your front, whatever kind of sleeper you are, you need a MyPillow. MyPillow is the pillow that will give you the perfect fit. So when you go to take a nap or you get 5, 6, 7 hours of sleep at night using the patented MyPillow, it is a way because the fill is so movable. This makes it a life changer. It supports all areas of your body. Put it where it does the most work, and it'll put you to sleep, and you'll rest like a baby. So if you'd like to try one of these MyPillows like I have, I don't know. Did we get pillows to you guys? Did they get pillows to you?
No.
Jennifer?
No, but it would help me because I have to sleep on my side because of my eyeball.
All right. So let's see if we can't work that out. My pillow is for you. My pillow can be your pillow by calling 800-874-8985. You get two pillows for the price of one. You get this patented fill that stays soft, and you can wash it if you want to. You can dry it if you want to. You do whatever you want with it. But it is extraordinarily effective, I will tell you that firsthand. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free MyPillow. Get a better night's rest right away. Call 800-874-8985. We all know how important pillows are. I was in a bed the other day, had one of those flat, old, smelly pillows.
Ugh.
Oh, my God, those are awful.
So your
throw
bed?
Them away. No, it wasn't, as a matter of fact. It was the bed down back in the second room at the house in California. And nobody slept in that bed for a long time, but still, we were washing up the room and cleaning things up. I had the cleaners over, and I looked at that pillow, and I thought, my God, what a horror. Who would even buy a pillow like that? You don't need to have a bad night's rest. You need a good night's rest. Get her with the MyPillow at MyPillow.com or call 800-874-8985 and get your partner's pillow free. Again, you got to use the promo code DS when you call for the MyPillow. Made in America, 800-874-8985.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until April 27th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mariah Carey. Intimate party at an Italian villa where the theme was Mariah Carey. Took a break from her European tour.
Not egocentric at all, is it?
News about me. Let's stop talking about me. Let's talk about me.
But not more about me.
Right, exactly. 40 of her closest pals were flown over to Lake Cuomo, which is where George Clooney has a house.
Yeah.
I don't think it was in his house, though. She is renting, this is an Airbnb that rents for $12,000 a night.
Wow.
Has 8 bedrooms. Working, you can get pretty much anything on Airbnb. I was actually thinking about putting my house in California on Airbnb when I'm not there. And Emerita said, well, so what? How are you going to do your radio program when the people get in there and ruin your radio studio?
Oh, her with her details.
Yeah. Right. Thanks a lot, pal.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. So everybody dressed up like Mariah Carey. That was the idea.
Like old-fashioned Mariah Carey when she was wearing that stretchy Lycra dress? Because that was her most classic look.
I don't know. I'm just looking at, I don't see pictures. I'm just seeing, she went there as her alter ego, Bianca, had a jet black wig on, and everybody else who showed up, it was not the Clooney estate. It was about 10 minutes away from where Clooney's house is. This is pretty self-indulgent, I'm going to guess. Yes, you think?
Yes, I think.
Yeah. I think you're safe there.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure I wasn't going off on a limb here. All right, speaking of self-indulgent, Beyoncé in the news as well. What do we think of her these days, Jen?
You know, I had a problem with her when she started doing the tribute to Black Panthers at the Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of tough.
You still have it?
Swallow. Yeah, a little bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
Why?
She paid tribute to the Black Panthers at the Super Bowl.
No.
Oh.
No, why is Doug
ready? Oh, why are we talking about her?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad? I just sort of take one of those quick naps. Oh, there is a reason for us playing this
good
music.
Morning.
Yes. Beyonce taking 3 of her favorite charities on the road with her. She's supporting, as part of her tour, the United Way. Chime for Change and Global Citizen. So what she's doing, partnering with these groups on her tour, which is going to start next month in Miami, is give some of the money from the concert tour to designated charities in designated cities that need help, like Compton and Detroit. So that's not bad, is it? It sounds like a nice idea.
Sure.
Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now I know the rest of the story. And you do, too. Speaking of the rest of the story, here's somebody that has a great deal of respect from this corner of the world, LL Cool J. Ladies love Cool James.
Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood.
That's a great song.
Because it tells
the right side of the story from my perspective.
The Brad Paisley, LL Cool J, accidental racist song.
I guess we're
right.
Guilty.
All right, so LL Cool J and some of his friends have started a Kickstarter campaign with a goal of $100,000 to rebuild the African American College Alliance, which apparently is a way for a lot of black kids to get to college, and it was running out of money, so the Kickstarter campaign up to $108,000 now, thanks to his lead.
He's a great
guy. I like him a lot. 28 after a good day.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
Fruits and veggies in a capsule. That's right. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies capsules maintain 10 servings of 31 different 100% whole fruits and veggies. They are powerful antioxidants, enhance your immune system, and most importantly, have no synthetic extracts or fillers.
Call now to find out how you can get your free set of fruits and veggies. Call toll-free 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and be sure to enter promo code GD.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Up. There you go, Richie. I'm Doug Stiffen with my friend Rich McFadden, my friend Jennifer Horn, my friend Kara Schillen, the folks in Ecuador where the earthquake took place, Japanese earthquake last weekend, Ecuadorian earthquake this past weekend.
These are big ones.
And there, and there are others that are going on. These things happen every day, but how the various countries handle it depends on their own fiscal health and well-being. Ecuador, not a wealthy country, close all the time to bankruptcy. So how they're going to fix the problem of dealing with fixing the reconstruction. I mean, this this earthquake almost 8 on the scale. So they don't have the money. They have to have a huge increase in taxes. They have to sell some of the government property. Have to issue new bonds, municipal bonds, so they can find the money they need to rebuild after this mess. 800 people, I think, died this past weekend. This is in an area of the world. The mountains here are very high. Have you ever been to this area, Richie? You've been to South America. Have you been to this side?
I've only been Central America, Panama, and South America, Colombia. I've never been anywhere else down there.
Ecuador is a very mountainous country. It is. I'm surprised there are that many people in one place. Frankly, there are not a lot of concentrations of people. The disaster may have caused up to $3 billion in damage. This is a very socialistic country, by the way. I was talking to a friend of mine who's going to Spain, and she asked me, what do I expect? What should I expect when I go over there? And I said, well, you know, I like the country, very clean, trains run on time, everything's very, very well run. It's a very socialist country. The unions control pretty much everything. People have 2 and 3 hour lunches, and nobody really works hard. There's no incentive to work hard there. And that's the same kind of a country Ecuador is. So sooner or later, these countries that have no incentive to get people to work run out of money. Because if people have no incentive to work, then they become drains on the state.
And
state,
as we've established, nothing
hello.
Is free.
Right.
Hello.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. So that's the problem with Ecuador. And they're going to have, if they had, let's say, another earthquake, they're going to have to pay 11 points to get the yield to have people put money in. Because this is not, this country is not a, it's not insolvent, but it's not as bad as Greece, for example. But it's not a healthy country. It's not a rich country. So the only way you fix things like this is either you depend on outside help, or if you want to be independent, you got to borrow the money.
Right.
And they'll if they put out bonds, they'll have to pay 7 to 11% to people to so they get the yield back out of it. So they'll be interested in getting involved in the first place. But I think a lot of people never really think about, okay, we see the headlines, hey, look at this, the world's falling apart, there's an earthquake here, and this volcano blows up over there. But, you know, when all the dust has settled, pardon the pun, who fixes this and how do they pay for it? And in our country, we just use it because we write checks. Whether we got the money or not, we can borrow the money. Ecuador can't. So they have to figure out how to do it in a different way. And so it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. Donald Trump, interviewed by the editorial board of the Washington Post, spent an hour with them in preparation for their feature on him this past weekend. They asked him about a lot of things, as you might expect, how to revive U.S. cities. What about law enforcement? What about libel laws? What about the people getting into trouble at his rallies? All that sort of thing. At the end of the session, there was a question about global warming. Is this human-caused climate change? Was the question to Trump. Trump said, quote, no, not really. I think there's a change in weather. I'm not a great believer in man-made climate change. I'm not a great believer in any of this. And he goes on to say that the climate change issue is a perfect pseudoscientific theory for a big government politician who wants more power.
Hmm.
You know, I think there's something to that.
I'm down with that.
I think that's what we have here.
Yeah.
150 million times I've said this on the air. Global warming.
Forget Al Gore. He's gotten rich on it.
Climate change.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but it became a, I mean, some of the things Al Gore says are right.
Oh, no, we certainly
the application pollute. Of this, are we contributing to global warming? Yes. Are we the cause of global warming? No. It just happens that we're what we're doing coincides with a time on the planet when things are changing. Things are always changing on this planet. You look back over the history of this planet, it has been one continuum of change. That's why you have the big storms that you do. You have earthquakes.
The ice age.
Tidal waves. The ice age. The ice is melting. That's what it does. I feel like some guy, I just said something that just brought me into a really strange place. I can remember you all are going to think I'm crazy.
Already think you're crazy.
I know, too late.
So what just popped into my mind was walking down the main street in Jerusalem where the merchants are outselling things.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that the climate change issue is sold by some politicians and people in that business, it just the way I said what I just did, it reminded me
like
of
a world bazaar
trying to sell me something that
screaming
I really don't want to buy.
Right.
And I don't know why that place in particular, but yeah, it's a bazaar. It's, I don't, you don't encounter them over here much. But anyway, it's the point is that this is a great industry for some people who are good salespeople. Richie, you'd be good at selling this because you're a good salesman. Anybody who's a good salesman can sell anything, and that's what we're being sold, a bill of goods.
Mm-hmm.
It's good industry, It's fine. I mean, the idea behind it is fine. Solar power is good. I was told yesterday I couldn't put solar power up here, and it's okay. It's all right.
Really? Why not?
Because it wouldn't look good.
Oh.
Because it would be on the, oh.
It's an eyesore. Yeah,
the wrong roof, whatever.
Gotcha.
It would spoil the lines of the house or the barn or whatever. It probably would. And I'm not so sure after investigating it, honestly, that there's really that much in it. I mean, I think that using the sun for power is fine, but to expect you're going to get tax credits and you're actually going to really be able to pay for it or it'll pay for itself, I think that's nonsense.
Roger Hitchcock was happy to take me on the roof of his house in San Diego and
show you the solar panel.
And show you his electric meter going backwards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you can make
the power company's paying.
But how much did it cost him to put that stuff on his roof?
Tax credits, San Diego, Southern California, you know, I think he came because Roger's not going to blow a ton of money on something. He's going to work out a way that it pays for itself.
Well, I found him interesting. He drove a Prius.
He did drive a Prius. He sold his Dodge Challenger and bought a Prius.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
So,
yeah.
He's conscious anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One way or another. That's a certain type of consciousness. All right. Big news for those who like milk and cows. Cows that are massaged in a cow wash, according to a new study, will produce more milk. It makes the animal system work better. The same idea as with us or anybody. If you have an animal or you yourself like to get a massage, if you get a massage, you're relaxed. Mm-hmm. And cows that are relaxed give more milk. So there are dairies that are building these rotating brush parlors that the cows, as they enter in to be milked, they are massaged by these big circular. It's almost like what you see in the car wash. If you've seen these brush, you know, not the brushless car, the car wash that has brushes, that's what they use to massage the cows. And it's built pretty much the same way.
You visualize something? I just visualized a cow going through a car wash.
But okay. Yeah. That's fine. That's basically what it is. So you should use be thankful for your imagination, Jennifer, because that's kind of what it is. But there are more and more people who, there are 30,000 dairy farms in Sweden that are using this.
We're going to have to change the lyrics now.
The cow wash.
Cow wash.
We're going to have the cow wash. Cow wash now. Yeah. Cow wash now. By the way, the study was conducted by Cornell University, which is a very prestigious school. Got a great ag school there. So those of you who are farmers, give your cows a cow wash. Cow wash bay. 44 after the hour here on Good Day. Come on, y'all, and sing
it for me. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Waiting 30 minutes before swimming after eating is a medical myth. However, flying after diving can be a serious issue. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you why next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Flying after diving is hard to avoid. DCS, also known as the binge, is a risk, but can be managed with forethought and planning. The depth and length of your dive and the rate of ascent back to the surface play a huge role. Quickly ascending to altitude in an airplane can exacerbate the issue. And that's why you should wait a minimum of 12 hours before flying after one dive and 18 hours after multiple dives. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, bases, amps, and accessories from major brands. Start your song with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Strike a chord with the D'Addario 3-pack of strings for $9. Or plug in and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
8 past the hour on Good Day. It is Customer Appreciation Day today at Jimmy John's, so you can buy a sub sandwich for a dollar. How did they become known as sub sandwiches? The subway.
Like a submarine, the roll.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
It's big, long, yeah.
Have you ever been to Jimmy John's?
No.
It's very cool. They pull, like, the 1-pound turkey or the 2-pound turkey, put it on the slicer there as you order your sandwich.
Oh, that's nice.
So it comes off the slicer onto your, your roll.
Yeah. All right. So fine print of the offer. You can get a bunch of sandwiches. It's number 1 through number 6 on the menu. I can't get number 4 between 11 and 3. All right. Good for them. So there were 3 buddies who died in a car crash. They go to an orientation in heaven. During the orientation, they're all asked, when you are in your casket and friends and family members come by, what would you like to hear them say about you? First guy says, I'd like to hear them say that I was a great doctor, I was a great family man. Second guy says, I'd like to hear that I was a wonderful husband and school teacher. Third guy says, I'd like to hear them say, look, he's moving. And with that, I go to a very interesting story from FedEx, where one of their workers fell asleep in the loading area of a plane. They closed up the plane, took off from Memphis, and he ended up in Texas.
Oh, that poor guy.
The pilot didn't open the door. They close the door when they take off, and they don't open until they land. They're on the ground in Lubbock, Texas. The airport police came and questioned him. It was very unusual that somebody would be still in the plane. But we have the story. We want to chuckle at DougStephan.com. That's where it's covered. At 10 minutes before the hour, we cover lots of things here on Good Day.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until April 27th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Chunk of the cost of producing a crop. Some tips for managing that today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Mistakes cost money when it comes to crop nutrient management. Doug Felter, a product marketing manager for John Deere, advises...
The main thing is to sit down and think a little bit about the goals that you have, whether you're trying to build nutrients over time or really focus on just replacing that which the previous crop has taken, what your crop rotation is, what kind of environment are you in, and just really what your yield goals are, and give yourself a framework to work within.
Felter says guidance equipment can make applications more precise, but he adds timing makes a difference too.
As you start to split applications, you offer yourself the opportunity to make multiple bets through the year, which allows you to manage your risk and really acclimate to things that have gone on.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
Pioneer Growing Point Agronomy Trials and Information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is Pioneer Agronomy Research Manager Andy Hagenstaller to discuss the Encirca Nitrogen Innovation Trials.
The Encirca Yield Platform is a suite of advanced precision agronomy tools that DuPont Pioneer first released in 2014 in a pilot state, and we really began to work with them with growers this past year in 2015. In its essence, what the Encirca Yield Platform does is combines different sources of information and data to help growers make better informed decisions about input management, such as nitrogen fertilizers, phosphorus, potassium fertilizers, and other inputs for crop management. The Encirca Nitrogen Management Service is really our flagship service offering on the Encirca Yield Platform. That service really pulls in together four different key pieces to help growers make better decisions about nitrogen fertilization. The first piece is going to be information about the soils on the farm, local weather information, and then, of course, the management practices. And then finally, there's going to be what Pioneer refers to as a certified service agent. Think of it like a Pioneer rep who will be working with the grower to help use these tools to better manage nitrogen. The Nitrogen Management Service, in my opinion, is most valuable because it helps you monitor how much nitrogen is projected to be in your soil and different soils on your farm throughout the course of the year.
What were the results of the Encirca Nitrogen Innovation Trials?
We did these at 125 locations across 9 states. At 77% of these 125 locations, the return on investment for the Encirca management recommendation was greater than the grower's standard nitrogen management practice. At these 77% of winning locations, the Encirca recommendation resulted in 6 bushel per acre yield advantage and 5 pounds per acre on average less nitrogen applied. So we were getting more yield and less nitrogen, a little bit less nitrogen being applied. And those two things taken together resulted in a $30 per acre return on investment for the amount of revenue generated from harvested corn relative to the amount of expense on nitrogen fertilizer. If you'd like to learn more about Encirca Nitrogen Management Service or the Encirca Yield Platform more generally, you can get that on www.encirca.com. You can also learn more about it by talking to your local Pioneer sales representative.
Thanks, Andy. Check back with us next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
A touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Hello. I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.